Dearest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw a yisod gadol in the Rambam that in order to talk about a mitzvah hadlakas neiros, the Rambam first establishes that these are holy days, as a chalos shem Chanukah. And then after the chalos shem Chanukah means including Megillas Tainis, and Memela it's Aser Behesped V'Tainis, that's the Rambam. Elohen and Akraim Chanukah Ve'en Asurim Behesped V'Tainis Kimei Purim. From the reason the Rambam pushes that till the end, because first he establishes that there's a chalos shem Chanukah, Memela it's included in Megillas Tainis, and it's Aser Behesped V'Tainis, and Memela there's a mitzvah divrei sofrim to light candles. That's what we discussed at length in the previous shiur, and we left with a question. We left a question hanging, and that was, why does the Rambam begin? How can the Rambam talk about lighting candles during these 8 days if before he establishes that these days are called Chanukah, that there's a chalos shem Chanukah? If we say the whole word is first you have to say there's a chalos shem Chanukah, which is the end of the Rambam, then why does the Rambam begin and already tell us at the beginning that you light these 8 days? At the end, the Rambam says, the mitzvah divrei sofer from the Seder, because we still follow it. We're not mevatel this part of Megillas Tainis Beseder. But what about the beginning of the Rambam, where he tells us to light before he establishes a chalos shem Chanukah? That's basically a summary, betamsis shebetamsis, of what we spoke about in the previous shiur. And again, we're going on the derech of Hagaon Rabbi Yaakov Perlov, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, the Novominsky Rebbe, who is a fascinating fusion of Chassidus. He was Rebbe, Ben Rebbe, Ben Benoshel Rebbe, right? Very, very chashuv family, the Perlov family. And he learned by Rav Futner, he learned by Rav Aaron Kotler, so he has a lot of literature derech and learning he has. So it's nice to have both in life. You get the best of the Chassidim and the best of the Litvaks. So Rav Perlov, this is the first volume, this he wrote many, many years ago, of his Adas Yaakov. I remember I first saw this sefer, and my cousin, I have a cousin in Bnei Brak, should have it before Shlema, Rav Ram Yosef ben Chana. So he had the sefer on his shelf. I remember looking at it saying, well, it's really, really interesting, but I saw they're very, very long simonim, so that sort of deterred me a bit, but eventually I had to come back to it, because it's Rav Perlov, and it's beautiful Torah, really beautiful Torah. So Baruch Hashem, we've learned a little bit in the past, and I hope to learn a lot more in the future. Kopanim referral of answers this kashin says as follows. We can answer this based on the Tosfos in the Gemara that we quoted, that it says there that Rabbi Elazar went and he washed on Chanukah, right, to show that it was a special day, that it wasn't a day that there goes there a tainis on Chanukah and Lud, and Rabbi Elazar went down and he washed to show this is not a day for fasting, this is a happy day. And Rabbi Yeshua took a haircut, and they said, fast for what you fasted. So you see, lo batla megillas tainis. That's the Gemara's kasha, the opinion, shebatla megillas tainis. And the Gemara says, no, in a chinami, it could be tainis, it's batl, but shiny Chanukah dika mitzvah. And Chanukah, there's a mitzvah. So memela, it can't be mevatel the day of Chanukah, because there's a mitzvah at lakas neiros, frekta baye. So be mevatel Chanukah, be mevatel its mitzvah. Elamer b'yesef shiny Chanukah, the mefarsim nisa. So that's why, because Chanukah is a pirsum anes. Kopanim, that's the Gemara we discussed it. We learned it a little more inside last time, and now we're going to get to the teretz of this kasha that we asked. And we can answer this based on Tosfos again in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And I'm quoting Lashon HaTosis. In other words, it says there in the Mishnah that on 6 months we send shluchim out to tell the Jewish people when Rosh Chodesh was. And one of these 6 months was Kislev. Why? to tell people when Rosh Chodesh was, they know when Chanukah is going to be. And this is talking about after Churban Beis HaMikdash. And it says that when the Beis HaMikdash was around, they'd even go out on Iyar Al Pesach Katan. But this is talking about even without the Beis HaMikdash. So again, we see we're talking about after the Churban, and the whole give and take here in the Gemara is Megillas Tain is still relevant after the Churban. So you see that it is. So why doesn't the Gemara bring from here? Bring from this Mishnah that you send Shluchim out on Chanukah, so it must mean Megillas Tainis is still relevant after the Churban. So, and for Teisviz, Lohavale Lak Shuye. So you're not going to ask from there. Mimasnisin Dal Kislev, Vnei Chanukah, Lohavale Lak Shuye. From the Mishnah that tells us that Al Kislev, you go out Al Chanukah, we're not going to ask. De Lo'ilam Lo Chashiv Yamtev. So maybe really it's not considered a yontif. Chanukah isn't a yontif. Megillas Tainis is battle. Nevertheless, we light candles in memory of the miracle. Ad kan lashon ha-teisvus. That nevertheless, despite the fact that it's battle, maybe Chanukah, but we still send shluchim out to tell people to light candles. Zecher l'neis. In the Chedush HaRashba is Tameya and Tosfos, because it's Muchach from Rav Yosef that Im Ihi Batla Gam Mitzvasa Betela. If Chanukah is Batel, then the Mitzvah is also Batel. What does the Gemara say? He says that Shiny Chanukah is different. In other words, Chanukah, we still keep, even though it's in Megillas Tainis, because there's a mitzvah. And since there's a mitzvah, there's also going to be Chanukah. But if Chanukah is going to be batel, then the mitzvah is going to go along with it and be batel. Ve'amrinan suvet dispatel v'dispatel mitzvos. And then Abayi says, no, let both of them be batel. So you see, you can't be mechalik between the two. They go together. If you have the mitzvah, you have Chanukah. And if you have Chanukah, you have the mitzvah. So if one's batel, the other's batel. So, what is Tosfos saying? No. You're still madlik neiris zecher l'neis. L'olam lo chashiv yamtiv. Really, it's not considered a yamtiv, Chanukah. But you're still madlik neiros. Frek the Rashba on Tosfos, what are you talking about? You see from the Gemara, Ein kazeh davar. If you have Chanukah, then you have the Hadlaka. But if there's no Chanukah, there's no Hadlaka. So what is Tosfos saying? There's no Chanukah, but there's still a Hadlaka. So the Rashba is not pleased, not satisfied. And he writes, Ein achinami, Tosfos is asking a good kasha. You could have asked from the Mishnah. But in the price, it's more mefurish. That we bring a brisa that there goes Eretainis Belud, and then Rebbe Lazar went and he rochatzed, and Rebbe Yeshua was sapir, they did simcha dika things, and that shows that there's still Chanukah. But you also could have asked from the Mishnah that they go out on Nisan to tell on Cheshvan on Kislev, excuse me, to tell people about Chanukah. That's the Rashba. However, we're Yidden. And a Yidden can't go to sleep at night if the Rashba has a kasha on Tosfos, and then we don't have a teretz. So how are we gonna answer Rashba's kasha on Tosfos? So you have to medayek in the lashon of Tosfos. Says Rav Perlov that they said Tosfos writes va'afilu hachi madlikin neira de'olam lo chashiv yamtiv va'afilu hachi madlikin neira zecher laneis. Nevertheless, we light candles in memory of the miracle. They didn't write that there's a shame mitzvah. In other words, they're chiyuvim midivrei sofrim midin zecher, even though they don't have Torah's mitzvah. And based on that, nafkamina linyan bracha, right? If it's a mitzvah, you're going to make a bracha. If it's not a zecher, you're not going to make a bracha. So according to this, faren for Tosfos. So it's true that there's a Torah's mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, but this Torah's mitzvah isn't going to be shayich unless these days have a Shem Yantif. And therefore the Gemara says, Shiny Chanukah, Di'ika Mitzvah. Di'ika Mitzvah, in other words, Tosis is saying, listen, Zecher L'Neis, we could be lighting even without a mitzvah. But Shiny Chanukah, Di'ika Mitzvah, which means there's a Chalos Shem Yantif. And therefore you see that Megillas Tainis isn't batal. So you can have a Maisad Laka Zecher L'Neis, that they would have done even if Megillas Tainis is batal, like Tosfos says. But as far as it being a mitzvah, not just Stam Zecher, but being a mitzvah, that you only have because of that you only have, as far as a mitzvah is concerned, you only have a mitzvah because there's a chalos shem Chanukah. And that's what Tosis means. That in a chinami could be Megillas Tainis is bottle, and we still send out shluchim als hadlakas ner zecher l'neis. And therefore the Gemara didn't bring from the Mishnah, the Gemara brought from the Braisa that shows that the yantiv isn't bottle. V'zeh bara b'kavanas ha-Tosfos. And we can also answer a kasha that we might have in the Chasim Sofer in his Chedushim to Mesechah Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel, that min haTorah is a chiyuv to make a zikaron l'neis Chanukah, because we have a kal v'chomer. If may avdus l'cheiros, we say shira, so may misa l'chaim on Purim, certainly, like it says in Megillah 14. So just the rabbis decided what's going to be the zecher l'neis, and the rabbis decided it's going to be neiros, or whatever the rabbis decided, that's going to be the zecher. But the kiyum itself of Zecher L'Neis is Daraisa. So L'chor it's Tamuah, because we see in the Gemara that if Batal Megillas Tainis L'Gabe Chanukah, we say that the mitzvah would also be Batal. How could it be Batal? What about the Chiyuv to make Zikaron L'Neis? So the answer is based on Tosis Pasha. We'd still light Zecher L'Neis to be Mekayim the Daraisa, even though there's not a mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim. So anyway, back to our Rambam. Now it's going to be Gevaldik. Rambam writes that we light candles laharus ulegalus hanes. Even before, the Rambam writes that these days are called Chanukah, because as we just saw, even without the chalos shem Chanukah, we would still light zecher l'neis. And it's the same thing the Rambam writes about Simcha and Halal. The Rambam writes before he gets to the chalos shem Chanukah, he says that these are days of Simcha and Halel. So Simcha and Halel aren't a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. This is just Zikaron L'Neis. So the Rambam begins and talks about we do Zikaron L'Neis, that we have Simcha, we have Halel, we light the candles. And the Rambam goes weiter and says it's even more than that. These days are called Chanukah. There's a Chalos Shem Chanukah. And Memele we light B'taritz mitzvah midivrei sofrim. So that's possibly the Mahalach Hanifla B'divrei Rambam. And L'inyan guf hadover, that it's a chovim midrabanan to make a zecher, even though there's no chalos shem mitzvah. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Lulav, Perek Zayin Halacha Tesvav, Mishachar v'beis hamikdash eskinu shiyeh lulav nitul b'chol makom kol shivasimei achag zecher l'mikdash. B'chol yom v'yom mevarech alav asher kedushanu mitzoyseh v'tzivanu al tilas lulav b'nei shi mitzvah midivrei sofrim. So for after the churban, we take lulav all 7 days, zecher l'mikdash, you make a bracha, because it's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. So it's very clear from the Rambam that the Rambam writes again that it's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. The Rambam already wrote that they were masking to that lulav should be taken b'chol makom, because if it was stam zecher l'mikdash, that's not enough to be mechayev a bracha like we said before, unless it has a mitzvah. So memela the Rambam says weiter that it's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. Besides the zecher l'mikdash, it's also a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, and that would mandate a bracha. But you see this musig of zecher. Right, and that's the Rambam, Yirtzeh Hashem, hopefully in a future shir, Perek Ches, Mechos Chametz U'Matzah, that Korech, you eat it without a bracha, zecher l'mikdash, stam zecher, doesn't get a bracha. And then tomorrow you make a bracha, and that's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. Because if it's a mitzvah midivrei sof, from that already he's going to mandate a bracha. And the yesod for all this is in the Rambam and the Mishnah Pesachim 114. Tanakhama says, even though charoses isn't a mitzvah, Tanakhama says, charoses isn't a mitzvah. Rav Elazar ben Tzadok says it is a mitzvah. The Rambam writes that even the Tanakhama holds that charoses is zecher latit. Just Rav Elazar ben Tzadok holds that there's a shame mitzvah, and therefore Rav Elazar ben Tzadok says you make a bracha. The lachas you don't make a bracha. In the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam has a different shita. So that hopefully will be a discussion for the future. Al Kopanim, for our inyan, Baruch Hashem, we saw L'dati Neflos B'Toras HaRambam, and Rav Perlov has Sach, he writes here on Chanukah, and hopefully in the future we'll discuss it more, because it's very, very Gishmak, the Rav writes, and we should continue seeing Neflos M'Toras Hashem. And it should be Le'ilu Nishmaso or Le'ilu Nishmasenu. Thank you so much for listening. And Yei Ratzon Shenachzor V'Nishna Perek Zeh. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved.